This is Akashvani, the news read by Nipunika Shahid. The 11th International Day of Yoga will be observed across the globe today. The Ministry of Culture will organize yoga sessions at 100 tourist-based iconic destinations and 50 more cultural sites across the country. The main celebration will be organized by the Ministry of Ayush in Visakhapatnam, which will be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
कुछ लोग सोचते हैं योग के लिए फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी चाहिए, लेकिन फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी तो सोच में होनी चाहिए ना, ना कोई बंधन, ना कोई बॉडी टाइप। बचपन हो या पचपन, व्हीलचेयर हो या वर्क फ्रॉम होम, योग सबका हक है।
योग जीवन से जब जुड़ता है, एक सहज क्रिया बन जाता है, तो वो प्रति पल उसका बेनिफिट देता रहता है।
आइए इस 21 जून हम सब हिस्सा बने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस का और करें Stretch and chill, yoga ke saath.
As part of the celebrations, entry to all Archaeological Survey of India monuments will be free of cost for the public. Archaeological Survey of India, in collaboration with the Ministry of Ayush, will host yoga sessions underscoring the importance of holistic health and environmental consciousness deeply rooted in yogic philosophy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Bihar and Odisha yesterday. Addressing the gathering after launching projects worth 18,600 crore rupees in Odisha, the Prime Minister said Naxal menace in the country would come to an end soon. He said the BJP government at the center has reduced the number of Naxal affected districts in the country to fewer than 20.
बीते वर्षों में हमने आदिवासी समाज को हिंसा के माहौल से बाहर निकालकर विकास के नए पथ पर ले जाने का काम किया। इसी का नतीजा है कि आज नक्सली हिंसा का दायरा देश में 20 से भी कम जिलों तक सिमट गया है।
The PM expressed hope that Odisha will become a developed state by 2036 as envisioned in the Odisha Vision Document 2036 unveiled by him. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth around 5,900 crore rupees at Sivan in Bihar. Addressing a public meeting at Jasoli in Sivan, the Prime Minister said India is a symbol of development as it has led Bihar to the path of prosperity and rapid growth during the past 11 years. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah announced that NEFED will soon begin direct procurement from farmers, eliminating intermediaries from the agricultural production process. He was speaking at a national seminar held in Mumbai on the occasion of the International Year of Cooperatives yesterday. Mr. Shah stated that the government will soon launch an insurance company based on the cooperative model and announced that 2 lakh new primary agricultural credit societies, PACs, will be established across the country. In a significant update on the aftermath of the recent plane crash tragedy in Ahmedabad, nearly 231 DNA samples of the deceased have been successfully identified till last evening. Ahmedabad Civil Hospital Medical Superintendent Dr. Rakesh Joshi told the media that 210 bodies have been handed over to their families. He said the state government, in collaboration with central agencies, has been expediting the forensic and legal formalities to facilitate the grieving families. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast isolated heavy rainfall in several areas of northwest India for next few days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall will also occur at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, East Madhya Pradesh and East Uttar Pradesh today. Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi will also witness heavy rainfall. In the first cricket test, skipper Shubman Gill and Yashasvi Jaiswal's dazzling hundreds steered India to 359 for 3 at stumps on the opening day against England at Headingley in Leeds. Indian skipper Shubman Gill and his deputy Rishabh Pant were unbeaten on 127 and 65 respectively. Earlier, Ben Stokes dismissed centurion Yashasvi Jaiswal shortly after play resumed for the final session. And that is the end of this news bulletin.